Hi, this is Miranda Ferguson, and I'm going to review Prometheus for you in my own special way. And also, there are spoilers, just to let you guys know. Prometheus didn't make much sense to me. Who in the F cares about going to a planet to find your maker? Do you really think you're going to get there and they're just going to greet you with open arms, just be so excited, hand you pies and mini muffins? No, they are going to kill you. They are going to bite your face off, Miami style. I mean, they're not going to be thrilled at the fact that you show up on their territory. And you're like, also, you need to take your damn weapons. Like, seriously, in the movie, they have this big part about, don't take your weapons out there. Don't take your weapons out there. Take your fucking weapons. And it's crazy. Like, I'll tell you, I will call up Keanu Reeves and go to the Matrix and learn jujitsu in 0.5 seconds if I have to. I want to kill some fucking aliens. You know? But, well, like, Charlize Theron's character was kind of a mega bitch. You know, it served her right to get crushed under the alien ship. Maybe Sigourney Weaver will come one day in 100 years and try to find you. Maybe, you know, get some closure. But her cat, Jonesy, does take up a lot of her time in that movie. So, I'm sorry. Nobody's gonna come for you. Well, now, on to David. I really liked him at first. I mean, he was a good guy. And honestly, I mean, I just kind of wanted to see Michael Fassbender's penis. I mean, who doesn't after that movie Shame came out? I mean, it's probably a good thing it didn't, you know, it didn't happen. Because, especially in 3D, because that thing would have came out and poked my eye out. And I'd have to yell at him and be like, Michael Fassbender, I can't watch your fucking movie now. You know, like, repay me with, like, lots of sex or something. Like, then we'll be cool. And also, I mean, back to the character Roboto Man David, he kept fucking people over. You know, he had to go and kill the doctor's lady, like, fuck buddy, you know. And then he impregnated her with an alien. Really? You know? Who does that? I guess someone who doesn't have a soul like him. I wish I could get away with, you know, not saying that. Oh, I'm sorry I'm eating this man's face. I have no soul. Aw, it's okay.